And we're back here on Unusual Sources 93.3 CFMU FM. And for this segment, we will be speaking with Sandra Rusch. And of course, many of our listeners will remember Sandra. She's a member of Independent Jewish Voices and a member of the steering committee on the Canadian boat to Gaza. And we've given a lot of coverage to the Canadian boat to Gaza, the Tahrir. But Sandra, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Again, it's a pleasure. And I was just saying, we've been giving coverage to the Canadian boat and the flotilla, and something you're very, very familiar with, of course. Now, there's also the story about the Free Gaza and the Liberty, the two boats that first made it through. And I understand that's what Greta Berlin is going to be covering in her new book, Freedom Sailors. And you are involved in that tour quite heavily.
Yes. Now, my understanding is that I'm still waiting to get my copy so I can read this book. Everybody that's read it is so excited about it. But Greta was one of the editors of the book, and then there's a variety of contributors telling the stories of the boats that actually, you know, broke the siege and got through. It's action on the high seas.
Oh, absolutely.
Really, really.
I've seen the promotional video. I think you can get it at the website, www.freedomsailors.com. It's $15 for the paper book, the real book, and $9.99 for the e-book. I might get that one myself because it's fast. As you point out, there's a bit of a waiting period. But I guess for our listeners, can you just remind us, in terms of the Freedom Flotilla, what was the main purpose of that flotilla in terms of its goals?
Every time there is a flotilla of, you know, boats trying to get into Gaza, it's to bring attention to the world that Gaza has been under siege, that boats can't get in and boats can't get out. The people in Gaza, 1.5 million population inside this tiny Gaza Strip, are living under a blockade that just never ends. You know, they have very little opportunity to get out. And at the same time, a few nights ago, Israel once again was bombing Gaza. So the situation that the people inside of this Palestinian area are living in, just the most appalling situation.
Yes.
Trapped.
Well, there is, as far as I can tell, a couple main things going on here. You wanted to bring world attention to that, and I think
that's right.
The flotilla certainly did that.
Yes.
But there was also the issue of morale inside Palestine at Gaza and other places. It showed that there was a global concern for them. Did you find that the flotilla or perhaps the boats that made it through had any impact on the feelings of people living inside Palestine?
Every time, you know, my friends and my contacts, my colleagues inside Gaza know that here again that we're doing something, you know, you hear the sound, even if it's just in an email, you hear the change in their hope that someone's listening, someone's paying attention, we're not really alone, somebody knows the situation that we have to live under all the time. It's always that, Brendan. It never changes for them. They feel so isolated. And so the thought that the boats were coming, that the boats would come in. I know that, Greta and also the captain of one of the boats that got into Gaza, George, Pontus, George was also our captain, you know, on the Tahrir. And I watched the video of them arriving in Gaza, on the shores of Gaza, and the little boats coming up to meet them, the people in the water swimming out to meet them, the joy. And George said that he stood on the, you know, the front of the boat looking out, and for 5 minutes he could just cry. You know, he couldn't speak. He just was crying to see the joy, the just absolute joy of the people.
This is what I was getting as well, because for many Palestinians, those two boats, the Free Gaza, the Liberty, I mean, that was perhaps the first couple boats to pop up on the horizon in decades.
That's right.
That is very significant, and you can get some of the testimony about that at the website, www.freedomsailors.com. But, I mean, that's what the current tour is about. They're talking about the free gas and the Liberty. You mentioned you had you knew the captain of one of the boats. There had been some interchange on your boat and the other boats, I suppose, and you knew some of the other people there.
Yeah, that's who I was just talking about, was George Clonsis. So George was on that initial boat with that made it into Gaza, the first boat to ever break the blockade. And then last year, he was our captain on the Tahrir that didn't quite make it all the way to Gaza after a couple of months in a lockdown situation in Greece, as you all know, and then finally breaking out and getting to Turkey, and from Turkey making it 51 miles, still in international waters when the Israeli Navy captured the boat and took them to Ashdod inside of Israel.
Yes, that was quite a media sensation when it occurred. We covered it on this program. We spoke with you as well. And for those just tuning in, of course, we're speaking with Sandra Rusch, and she was on the steering committee of the Canadian boat to Gaza. Now, right now, I mean, you're involved with this tour. Greta Berlin, you helped explain, she's one of the main editors of this compilation right now. Mm-hmm. And she's touring across the United States and Canada. So she's just coming into here and into this country, I guess, in September.
Yes. So we will have her in Toronto on September 28th, which is Friday evening, at the beautiful Bates Saturn on Markham Street, right at the corner of Markham and Bloor. And she'll be there in the evening talking about the book, and we'll have books so that nobody has to wait for them to be ordered. And she is the next day going to be in London, London, Ontario, that evening. And where else might she be, Brendan?
Well, we're trying to see if we can also have a tour stop here in Hamilton. We have to locate a venue for that. We just heard about a whole whack of events in late summer to get set up for September. We're going to have a super September, a super fall in terms of anti-war activities, Palestine solidarity, and other things. So there's a lot happening. And we are trying to see if we can get a spot for a Greta on the 28th or the 29th, the Friday or the Saturday of that week, seeing what we can establish here in Hamilton. So if anyone is willing to help out on that, give us a shout at Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. Just check the website there. We're going to see what we can set up. But, I mean, this is a big deal. You can see the videos on the website. And, I mean, this is being done as a fundraiser.
Yes.
You've got this Gaza ARC project now, and we haven't talked about that on the program. So can you tell us what's that about?
Well, you know that, as we just said, we tried to get into Gaza. Many, many boats have tried. And we haven't been very lucky since those two boats back a few years ago. So we decided that it's time instead to build a boat inside of Gaza. And we are calling it Gaza's Ark. And this has sparked the imagination and the attention of the people in Gaza, Palestinian people in general. The Canadian Boat to Gaza, our committee was, we've started the project with a group of American activists that were also part of the flotilla last year. And we're also working with our comrades from Australia and with the actual Freedom Flotilla Coalition. Everybody is really excited about the project. So why is it different than other projects? Why do I feel so enthusiastic about it? Because, you know, it's happening right inside of Gaza. It's not, when we look at last year's project, we didn't even get, you know, we spent so much time in Greece. We spent money in Greece. This time we're going to spend money in Gaza. We have a project manager in Gaza. We will have to hire other people inside of Gaza. We'll have people building the boat inside. Now, when I say building the boat, we are actually taking an older boat that we are going to buy, purchase, strip, refurbish, and make it 100% seaworthy to sail out into international waters.
I'm so glad this effort is ongoing, this flotilla, this effort to break the blockade in general. I know we raised money in Hamilton, $12,000 or so at that time. And, of course, Toronto and other cities raised lots of money to get that Canadian boat. And some of the boats in the flotilla actually got through. So we're getting our money's worth, if not then now. We got a lot of attention. Now, this particular Gaza Ark project, it seems that, number one, you're spending money in Palestine, as you say, so that's going to help the economy. And that's a key word here, because you need to be able to have trade again to have Palestinian goods be able to reach and access the rest of the world.
And that brings me to the next wonderful point about Gaza's Ark. Thank you. And that is that we want this to be a trade mission. So we are going to have people internationally purchase goods inside of Gaza, and we will have those items available, information about them, on our website as soon as all that becomes, firmed up. And then people will be able to buy particular goods, crafts, whatever. There'll be quite a variety, I have to say. And we'll bring those out. So we'll bring money into Gaza to buy those items. We'll buy them from the actual manufacturer or the craftsperson or the farmer, and we're going to put them onto this Gaza's Ark, and we'll be able to bring them out.
It looks very appealing, and I saw some very touching videos on the Freedom Sailors website about the fishermen in Palestine.
Yeah.
You know, they're limited to something like a 3-mile sea radius, so they can't even get out to where the fish currently are. So
can't
even trade.
It's so bad, Brendan, because according to international law, when you have when your territory is along a sea line, you should have access to 12 nautical miles. And even up to before CAF led in 2009, the fishermen of Gaza only had 6 miles. And, you know, now it's never more than 3, but it's not unusual for a fisherman to be shot at 1.5 miles from their shore. So you certainly can't start the engine of a big fishing boat to go out 3 miles.
No,
it's not worth it.
It sounds arbitrary, very, very hand-to-mouth existence trying to do that.
And what they have been doing, we actually, I believe the photo of that is on the website. The fishermen have ingenious in Gaza, I have to say. And they've gone out with extremely bright lights attached to their boats to draw the fish from farther out into that 3-mile area, and they can fish. But it's kind of a dangerous practice, you know, to use such high voltage of lighting out at sea in the night. It's
good that there's such ingenuity being practiced here, but it's better if it wasn't needed in the first place. So you've got this tour going on, and just before we go, we should remind our listeners about the details. We have a solid Toronto tour date. So when and where is that happening again?
At Bates Atoon, on Markham Street, on the corner of Bloor and Markham. And 6:30 doors open, 7 o'clock start, and an event in London. All this will be posted on our website, which is gazaark.org.
Okay, well, that sounds awesome, and I've seen the videos. You had an impromptu dance number at the docks there to
flash mob,
That was very creative.
Thank you.
Kind of
unexpected. That's on the website, too, if anybody wants to see it.
Oh, good. I recommend that. Okay. Well, that's great, then. And we'll make sure this information gets out. And you can also get information about the book at www.freedomsailors.com. So, Sandra, this is great. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Brendan, one more thing. Remind your listeners that we can't build the boat without their help. And it's very easy to donate by going quickly to our website.
Okay. And that's Gaza Ark.
.org.
.org. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Bye-bye.
Bye.